The question was asked, we find names that the Torah uses. We assume those names were given by the father. So when the Torah speaks about Avram, well, if his father were to call him George, would the Torah have spoken about George? And to say Avram evolved into Avraham, and Avraham has specific meaning, well, did Hashem cause his father to call him Avram? So the easy answer is to say, yes, Hashem caused his father to call him Avram, because Hashem helps people choose the right name for their kids. They say that Rav Tzvi Yehuda said such a thing, that you get prophecy when you name your kids. I don't believe Rav Tzvi Yehuda said it, but that's the easy answer I could give you, and then we could say goodnight, and the story's finished. But I would rather give you an in-depth answer. I don't know what Avram's father called him. He might have called him George. The Torah calls him Avram. That does not mean that Avram's father called him Avram. His father might have called him George. When the Torah gives us names of people, and throughout the Tanakh and the Shas, those names carry weights and meaning. The one who speaks about this on some level is the Amudei Arazim, but the truth is that the idea already appears in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Did Pharaoh call his daughter Bat Yah, the daughter of Hashem? In Tanakh, she's called Bat Yah. Yes, in Torah it says Vateret Bat Paro. But in Divrei Hayamim it talks about Bat Yah. So the Medrash says the Tanakh gives the name based on what the Tanakh is trying to say. Moshe was called Moshe. No, he wasn't.
Tuvia, right?
According to one Medrash, Tuvia. According to another Medrash, Kutiel. According to a third Medrash, Avigdor. So what did his mother call him? And then there's a huge discussion around the Ibn Ezra, who says that the daughter of Pharaoh called him Moneus. Big discussion. The Barbanel speaks about it, the Maharal speaks about it, and the Malbim speaks about it. There's a huge discussion. Did the Torah translate? Is that his name?
Moneus.
So that's, did she speak Hebrew or did she say an Egyptian? Moneus. And the Torah translates it to Moshe. But let's leave that for a second. Names in Tanakh. What did Yishai call his son? Elchanan. But the Navi repeatedly calls him David. Because the message is David. We have to live with David.
It's still the same point. I mean, part of Tanakh does say Elchanan. Part of it, Divrei Hayamim, it does include it at some point, right?
You've gone from Torah to Ksuvim. I'm answering you on the level of Torah and maybe Nevi'im. Not even Nevi'im, Torah.
And my question also goes to, and if something played itself out differently, if something happened different at the Akedah, if something happened different, Moshe didn't hit the rock, then the whole Torah would be different? It would be written differently?
Seems like Let's take a step back. You're assuming that the Torah is describing perfection. The Torah is not describing perfection.
No, I'm saying it's this infinite book, and it has these eternal messages, but it's talking about a lot of its stories depending on what people did. I'm saying if the people chose differently, then this whole eternal book would just different words?
That's a different question now. Now you're asking, Avraham Avinu had free will at the Akedah, and yet the Torah was written from the time of creation. Where's Avram's free will? Meaning you're asking, either the Torah could have changed, or Avram didn't have free will. But how could you have both? That's a different question now.
Aren't there like 60,000 in the history of the Torah?
Okay. My question was phrased a little different, as in, if Avraham did something different to this, would the eternal book have different words written in it, recording the story differently? Because that's what happened. It happened differently.
Okay, so you're asking it that way. I'm saying it's... Same question in different words. Okay, it's a different question.